one who surrenders to Krishna or God is very fortunate.
一个臣服了 Krishna 或者臣服了神的人是非常幸运的。
Bhunam Janmanam Tugyanavan Mang Prabhupada, one who surrenders is not ordinary man.
博迦梵歌第七章十九世节说道 Bahunam Jamanamanti Yanavan Mam Prapadyate 经历了许许多多的生生死死之后真正处于知识之中的人会皈依我一个臣服皈依了的人不是普通人
He is greater than all scholars, all philosophers, all yogis, all karmis.
他比所有的学者所有的哲学家所有的瑜伽师以及功利性活动者都要伟大一个臣服了的人他是最顶级的人因此这是非常机密的
Our teaching Krishna Consciousness MovementTo present Bhagavad Gita as it is the process of teaching people how to surrender to Krishna and God. That's all.
因此我们 Krishna 之学运动所教授的就是原原本本的向人们呈现博迦梵歌原意。这个程序是教导人们如何臣服于 Krishna, 臣服于神仅此而已。
Therefore Krishna says, this is a confidential, nobody will accept.
因此 Krishna 说这是非常机密的没有人会接受。
But one who takes the risk, please send.
但是愿意冒险的人就请臣服吧。
So when you go to preach, you know the preachers are sometimes attacked.
因此你出去传教你会发现传教者常常会受到攻击就像 Nityananda Prabhu 被 Jagai 和 Madai 所袭击
I mean Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, killed
就连主耶稣基督也被钉上了十字架被杀死了
SoA preacher has the risk. That's what Krishna says. These field workers who are engaged in preaching this Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are very, very dear to me.
因此传教是有风险的。所以 Krishna 说那些在从事传教事业传教传授博迦梵歌的人传授博迦梵歌原意的人他们是对我非常非常亲切。
Very, very dear.
他们对我非常非常亲切。
Tasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyate. There is nobody dearer to me than that person who preaches.
博迦梵 Krishna 在博迦梵歌第十八章六十九世节说。在这个世界上没有一个仆人比传教者跟我更亲切将来亦不会有更亲切的了
This confidential truth to the people
那些把这门最机密的真理传授给人们的人他们对我来说是最亲切的
Therefore if we want to please KrishnaWe have to take this risk.
因此如果我们想要取悦 Krishna, 我们就要冒这个风险。
Krishna Guru, my spiritual master, took this risk, preaching one.
Krishna, Guru, 我的灵性导师承担了传教的风险。
And he inspired us also,To do that preaching work.
他也鼓励我们承担起传教工作。
And we are also imploring you to take this preaching work.
我们也恳求你们承担起传教的工作。
So this preaching work, however, how many say, oh, how many say poorly we do.
我们的传教工作，我想说我们的卑微的努力。
Poorly, it is not poor. Well, suppose I am not very much educated.
我所说的卑微可怜啊，并不是说啊很贫穷，而是说，比如说我并不是那么有知识。
Just like this boy, if I send him for preaching work, he's not very educated.
比如这个小伙子，如果我现在派他去传教，他并没有。太多的知识，现在他并没有太多的知识。
He's not a philosopher, he's not a scholar, but he can also preach.
他并不是一个哲学家，也不是一个学者，但他依然可以传教。
He can also preach. Because our preaching is not very difficult thing.
他也可以传教。因为我们的传教并非难事。
If we go from door to door and simply request people, my dear sir, we chant Hare Krishna.
如果我们挨家挨户去到人们家里，请求人们说：“我亲爱的先生，请你唱诵 Hare Krishna。”
And if he's little and one.Please try to read teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It is very nice, he will be very preacher. And these three, four words will be make you a preacher. Is it very difficult task?
如果这个人再进步一点，我们甚至可以说，请你阅读主 Chaitanya 的教导，这是非常好的一本书，读了以后你会很受益的。就三四句话，三四个词就可以让你成为一个传教者，这个任务很难吗？
He may not be very learned, very good scholar, very good philosopher.
你可能并不是一个很博学的人，也不是一个非常优秀的学者，或者是非常出色的哲学家。
Simply say, go and door to door.
你只需要说这些话，只需要挨家挨户的去说这些话。
My dear sir, you are a very learned man. For the time being, stop your learning. Simply chant Hare Krishna.
你可以说，我亲爱的先生，你是非常博学多识的人，但是请你暂时放下你的学识，仅仅唱诵。Hare Krishna.